coming up on episode number 513. Well, we've got a big full show for you tonight, complete with a full house of covers. You'll see what I mean when we get to that, as well as some requests and Tina and trivia. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's October 7th, 2008. My name is Brian Evan. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, combining the request show with a hodgepodge. And if you don't know what's going on, then go ahead and check out coverville.com for some information about how the show is going to be changing, at least for a little while. Let's try it out and see how things go. But you will notice that things are a little bit different. And we are going to start things off with a request. Speaking of different, this is a request from Kevin, who wanted to hear this song from the Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoff's Under the Covers album from a couple of years ago. It was written by Michael Nesmith, but performed most notably by Linda Ronstadt and the Stone Ponies. Here's Different Drum.
From LA calling with a request. Actually, I'm calling for a request because I'm soon not to be Ian from LA. After about 9 years away, I am moving back to San Francisco, and I'm wondering if you can find a cover of that hippie classic, San Francisco, Be Sure to Wear Flowers in Your Hair, to play in honor of my move back. I have no idea if such a cover exists. I imagine it does. The song's been around for 40 years, so plenty of time for somebody to come up with a cover. Love the show. Long time listener, and appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Bye.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco, you're gonna meet some gentle people there. For those who come to San Francisco, summertime will be a love affair. Oh, in the streets of San Francisco, gentle people with flowers in their hair. All across the nation, such a strange vibration. People in motion, people in motion. There's a whole generation.
Hey, Brian, this is Sean from just outside Philadelphia, a longtime listener, first-time caller. Love the show because you've really helped open my ears to a lot of artists I might not normally have heard of. But the reason for the call tonight, just wanted to make a request. A friend of mine turned me onto a cover of Nick Lowe's Cruel to Be Kind. Now, I'm a huge Nick Lowe fan, but this cover by an artist named Robin Renee takes the song in a much deeper and, I don't know, much more tugging on your heartstrings kind of direction. You always say how you like when artists make a song their own. I think Robin's really done that here. Again, the artist is Robin Renee. I know it's available on iTunes, so I think you really enjoy checking it out. Take care, Brian. Oh, and hey, I'm working on a Musical.ly challenge for you, too. Take care. Peace.
Oh, I can't take another heartache. Say, oh, my friend, I'm at my wit's end. You say your love is bona fide, but that don't coincide with the things that you do when I ask you to be nice. You say you gotta be
cool.
Right measure,
cool to be kind.
It's a very good sign.
Cool to be kind.
It means that I love you, baby. Gotta be cruel, cruel to be kind. Understand it, but you're still mystified, and I wanna know why I picked myself up off the ground to have you knock me back down again and again when I ask you to explain. You say you gotta be the right measure. It's a very good sign. It means that I love you, baby. Gotta be cruel, cruel to be kind.
Thank you.
and I want to know why I picked myself up off the ground to have you knock me back down again.
To be kind. Going out to Sean just outside Philly. That is Robin Renee from her 2002 album All Six Senses, of course covering the Brinsley Schwartz song that Nick Lowe wrote when he was with the band and also performed solo, Cruel to Be Kind. Before that, you heard San Francisco by Me First and the Gimme Gimmes from their 2001 tribute to the 60s, Blow in the Wind. And then we start off the set with Different Drum by Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs from their 2006 album Under the Covers, Volume 1. And we're still waiting for that Volume 2. I hope it comes out. Hope it wasn't just a tongue-in-cheek Volume 1. I hope there really is a plan for Volume 2 on there. Because that first album was just fantastic. Real quick, mentioning that Me First and the Gimme Gimmes track was a request by Ian, formerly of L.A., soon to be from San Francisco. And boy, I've got a bunch of covers of that Scott McKenzie song, but the Me First and the Gimme Gimmes one was really the one that just kind of stood out the most. All right, Coverville tonight is brought to you by Audio Engine USA. Let's talk really quickly about the Audio Engine 5 speakers. These are the bookshelf speakers that just look so nice and sound even better. They, in addition to their sound, which is, of course, the most important feature in a set of speakers, they also have an iPod power charger port, or basically a USB charger port on the top, as well as two audio inputs, both on the top and in the back. It's got a built-in power amplifier, so you don't need a receiver, you don't need an amp, you just plug in whatever you want to hear right into the speaker. The front panel has the volume control, the back has a power outlet, so you can plug in your DVD player, your MP3 player, your charger, whatever you want to plug in there, or if you're using Apple products, you've got an AirPort Express, you can use these as wireless speakers to play music from your laptop and play them anywhere. It's even got an output for a subwoofer, and everything is just the highest quality. Speaker connectors, the tweeters are silk dome, just an amazing, amazing sound. I have a set of these myself, and I absolutely love them. Now, I always tell you about the fact they come in both a black piano finish as well as a white piano finish. I always forget to add that they also come in a kind of a bamboo wood grain kind of finish, just gorgeous, kind of a caramel carbonized solid bamboo, and it's just absolutely gorgeous looking and gorgeous sounding. The Audio Engine 5s, the AE5s, check them out at audioengineusa.com or simply go to coverville.com and click on the link to Audio Engine to go right to their website. And here's a special treat for Coverville listeners. You can get 10% off any Audio Engine product just for Coverville listeners by using the coupon code COVER10. That's COVERTEN, COVER10, with Audio Engine USA. All right, well, our opening act is over. The requests are the opening act. Let's go ahead and get to the big performance here. It's theme night, Tuesday night. Usually a theme is a genre or a a style of music, or maybe the songs all share a common element. And in this case, it is the latter. It's the fact that the songs all do share a common element. Turn off my phone there. And you know what? I'll tell you what it is. If you haven't figured it out by the end of the first set, then then I'll tell you after the first set here. We're going to kick things off with a big clue right here. A song called Queen of Spades, originally by Styx, performed here by Bruce and Jonathan Runman with the Rostenkowskis, comes from a tribute album to Styx called Too Much Time on Our Hands. Here's Queen of Spades.
Find you yet. Beware all the love that you will. When life begins, it's what you say.
Songs so good, you'll feel like you're cheating on the originals.
I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. just, I want to shake your tree. A lovey-dovey, dovey, lovey-dovey all the time. Ooh, wee, baby,
I'm gonna show you a good time, baby.
Talking about me like a low-down dog,
like a low-life dog.
They say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong,
do, 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 doing you wrong.
Well, don't you know, don't you worry about a thing,
mama,
pretty mama.
Don't you worry.
Because I'm right here, right here, right here, singing all along. Yeah, baby. You're the cutest thing I ever did see. And I really love your peaches. Woman, come shake for me.
Let's have a good time. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play the music in the sun.
Yeah, baby.
I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, and I'm a...
For shizzle dizzle, my nizzle fizzle dizzle.
Norman Cook, also known as Fatboy Slim, one-time member of the House Martins back when he was going by the name Norman Cook. Now a DJ, mixer, mashup artist, great performer there. And he enlisted the help of Parliament Funkadelic member Bootsy Collins, the original Space Cowboy, for that track, The Joker, a cover of the Steve Miller Band song. Put that on his 2004 album, Palookaville. And there you have it right there, The Joker. Before that, you heard The Ace of Spades, done lounge style, by a group called the Dino Martinis from their album Swing on the Wild Side. And then that set started off with The Queen of Spades, originally by Styx, covered there by Bruce and Jonathan Rundeman with the Rostenkowskis. And that comes from a 2007 tribute album to Styx called Too Much Time on Our Hands. Now, Bruce and Jonathan Rundeman are cousins from the Upper Peninsula in Michigan. They're actually in a band together called the Chandlers way before, about, I would say, 10 years before the release of that track, that Queen of Spades cover. But they do have kind of a Jayhawks Heartland rock, kind of feel to them. I really, really like that cover. Let's get to our last set here. And if you haven't figured it out yet, yes, the theme tonight is playing cards, a full deck deal, you know, all that stuff. Full house of covers. See, there's the connection right there. Let's go ahead and get to an original, though. This was made very popular in the 80s by Juice Newton. I remember delivering papers to Juice Newton's cover of this song. Originally done, at least the original version that I could find, was by Dave Edmunds. He didn't write it, but he did perform it first time on 1979's Repeat When Necessary. Here's Queen of Hearts.
Jack of Hearts, you know, there's like 15 verses. So does anybody here actually know all of them? Does anybody want to come up and sing one or two?
And you walk up to a stranger and the anthem of the grand. Can you kindly tell me, son, what time the show begins? Let me move into the corner, face down like the jack of
girls were playing five cards, stood by the stair. Lily had two queens, and she was hoping for a third to match her pair. But outside the streets were filling up, and the windows opened wide. A gentle breeze was blowing, you could feel it from inside. And Lily called another bet, drew up from the jack of hearts. Jim was no one's fool. He opened the town's only diamond mine. And he made his usual entrance, looking so dandy and so fine. With his bodyguards and silver cane and every hair in place, he took whatever he wanted to and he laid it all to waste. But his bodyguards and silver cane were no match for the jackal car. Looking like a queen without a crown. Well, she fluttered her false eyelashes and whispered in his ear, "Sorry, darling, that I'm late." Well, he didn't seem to hear. He was staring into space over at the jack of hearts. Well, I know I've seen that face somewhere, Big Jim was thinking to himself. Or a picture up on somebody's shelf. But then the crowd began to stomp their feet and the house lights dipped dim. And in the darkness of the room there was only Jim and him, staring at the butterfly just to the jack of hearts. Well, Lily was a princess. She was fair-skinned and precious as a child. She did whatever she had to. She had that certain flash every time she smiled. She'd come away from a broken home and lots of strange affairs, with men in every walk of life, which took her everywhere. But she never met anyone quite like a jack of and was being wined and dined. Oh, the drilling in the wall kept up. No one seemed to pay it any mind. It was known all around that Lily had Jim's ring, and nothing would ever come between Lily and the king. No, nothing would ever come except maybe the jack of hearts. Rosemary started drinking hard, seeing her reflection in the night. Well, she was tired of the attention, tired of playing the role of Big Jim's wife. Yeah, she had done a lot of bad things, even once tried suicide. Or was looking to choose one more good deed before she died. She was gazing to the future, reading on the jackal's heart. Washed her face, took her dress off, and buried it away. Has your luck run out? She laughed. Well, I guess you must have known it would someday. Oh, be careful not to touch the wall. There's a brand new coat of paint. second judge were drawn. As the leading actor hurried by in the costume of a monk, there was no actor anywhere better than the Jack of Hearts. Well, no one knew the circumstance, but they had happened pretty quick. Yeah, the door to the dressing room burst open. It said that they got off with quite a haul. And in the darkness by the riverbed, they waited on the ground for one more member who had some business back in town. But they couldn't go no further, not without Jack of Hearts. Well, the next day was hanging day. The sky was overcast and black. Big Jim lay covered up, killed by a penknife in the back. And Rosemary on the gallows, though she didn't even blink. The hanging judge was sober, he hadn't had a drink. The only person who could find he was missing was the Jack of Hearts. Well, the cabaret was empty now, the sign said closed for repair. Taking all of the dye out of her hair. Well, she was thinking about her father, who she very rarely saw. Thinking about Rosemary, thinking about the law. But most of all, she was thinking about the Jack of
really wanna love like yours and mine. Together forever.
Brooklyn photographer and musician, very talented musician. That is Brad Walsh with his cover of Stacy Q's Two of Hearts. You can find that both on Amazon and iTunes as part of his album Prior To, which came out last year. I'll have links in the show notes to where you can pick that up. Before that, you heard Lily Rosemary and the Jack of Hearts by Mary Lee's Corvette. Yes, 9 minutes and 41 seconds of Bob Dylan cover from their 2002 album Blood on the Tracks. Of course, named after the Bob Dylan album. Now, hopefully you didn't get scared off by the first vocalist on that track because he was a little rough. But once you get about 2 minutes into the track, the female lead vocalist of that group takes over, and she just does an amazing job with the remaining 13 verses of that song. And then that set started off with Queen of Hearts by Dave Edmunds from his 1979 album Repeat When Necessary, a song that was covered and made popular by Juice Newton. Well, Tina is in the studio right now for a little bit of Musically Challenged, kind of an extended, different kind of episode here, Tina.
Okay.
I told you a little bit about the format change. And
yes,
so,
you did.
Yeah. So, you ready to get into this?
I'm ready.
Okay. You rushed in, like, with seconds to spare. It was awesome.
I know. I know. I can't believe I had timing of lights to get my dry cleaning and get back.
Yeah, you can't do that stuff when I'm doing a show.
Well,
you got to be ready.
I was on a mission.
I thought you were in the green room getting makeup, you know, getting prepared for the show.
You know what? We have nobody to do that but me, so.
Oh, okay. You are the green room.
I am the green room.
All right, let's get into Musically Challenged.
Okay.
Hello, Brian and Tina. It's JR from beautiful Valencia, California, and it must be time again for another round of The Song Title Remains the Same. 6 song clips, 3 song titles. How can it be, you ask? Well, each question is comprised of 2 songs that share a song title. Name the song title and the artist performing. Let's see how you do this time. Here's question 1.
I'll let you have this one, Tina.
That was
Madonna. Yes. Wow. Okay.
Now so. I'm like, I don't even know. I was thinking of the first one.
Well, they both have the same song title. Do you need me to go back?
I can go back. I can't even believe it.
Okay, I'll go back.
1.
Celebration.
Pretty close.
Where
do you celebrate? Where do you go on?
Huh? At a party?
A holiday.
Holiday, yes. Thank you.
The second song was the same title by Weezer.
Oh, okay.
And here's question 2.
Holy cow.
Oh my gosh, I know them both, but I can't think of it.
The first one is Frank Sinatra, I think,
yeah.
with the Good Life.
Okay.
But I don't know who did that second one.
Oh, I know, but I know I like the song.
Yeah. I thought I knew it until I heard the vocalist there. That wasn't who I was expecting. Huh. All right, let's get to number 3.
Okay.
Here's question 3.
Neil Diamond?
Ooh, hold on. Okay, well.
Shoot, the second one sounded.
I thought it was Glenn Campbell for the first one. I think you're right, though. It is Neil Diamond.
I know my Neil Diamond.
Yeah, what is that?
I know, I can, yeah.
Well, I think the little trick that he decided to throw in there is that Weezer was the second band in all 3 sets.
Okay, that makes sense.
I think that was Weezer in that last one, too.
I was thinking that Weezer in the second one, so that makes complete sense.
There you go. All
great,
right, let's
okay.
Let's hear how
solve
we did.
That.
Do you have any guesses on that Neil Diamond song,
oh,
what the title is?
I know it, but I cannot recall the name.
No, Streetlights of Broadway.
No.
No, that's, I'm thinking Rhinestone Cowboy, which is my Glenn. I'm apparently
not
fixated
quite.
On Glenn Campbell for that.
I guess you are.
All right.
Okay. Song title one was Holiday, and the artists were Madonna and Weezer.
One day to come together to release the pressure.
Song title two was The Good Life. I believe the song in the first clip was first made popular by Tony Bennett, and the second clip was Weezer.
Oh, Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett, yeah.
It's the good life.
Of course.
Yeah.
To be free and explore the unknown.
And the last song title was Photograph. With that one, we had Ringo Starr.
Photograph.
And
oh, that was
let me
Photograph?
Check my notes. Oh, Weezer.
But all I've got is a photograph.
Oh, my gosh.
In real life, you're not coming back anymore. It's in the photograph.
Yeah.
It's in the photograph.
Huh.
All right, well, that about does it. And if you haven't figured it out, Brian, this episode was inspired by your Weezer cover story you did a month or two ago. Hope you guys had fun. See you next time.
Thanks, JR. That was great. I can't even figure out how we get points on that one because we got the first
wacky
one.
Yeah.
Both parts of the first one. We got the song title for the second one and then Weezer for the second one, but we didn't get the song title or the first performer for the third one, so who knows?
Right.
We'll call it.
I think
it,
I really like Weezer.
Yeah, I think you do like Weezer. You just don't know that you like Weezer.
Right.
I think you need more Weezer in your life.
I'm going to have to take it in my car tomorrow on the long drive.
Should I load up your Weezer with some, or load up your iPod with some Weezer?
I think I have some.
I'll just load up Weezer on your computer and
then you got
Weezer. All right, but enough about that. If you want to get in touch with me for a request, for a suggestion, for an idea, for feedback on the new format, please let me know. Coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line, 206-222-COVER, as you heard Ian and Sean in the first part of the show there with their call-in requests. Or you can post a message on the weblog and the forums. All that is at coverville.com. We'll be back on Thursday night with a cover story. Got a bunch of cover stories coming up. First one, in honor of Tom York's birthday. Excuse me, Tom York's birthday, which is today. We're doing a Radiohead cover story, which I think will make a lot of people happy, except for Wayne in the UK. Next week, because John Lennon's birthday is Thursday, we're going to do a John Lennon cover story. And then the week after will be a tribute to Weird Al Yankovic, but not a bunch of his covers. We're going to be doing covers, or playing covers of Weird Al's songs. Some of his originals have covers, and I think even some of his parodies have covers. So get your requests or ideas or suggestions in for any or all of those.
Cool.
Until then, yeah, it is cool, isn't it? Until then, this is Brian and Tina. I never throw you in there, do I?
I know.
Until then, this is Brian and Tina saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. You know, I'll do this right now so we stay under an hour. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly. CacheFly.com.